Right, Johnny, so a week of practice now with a one. How comfortable are you getting into this game?
I think it was a good week, so no, I'm extremely comfortable. I think, you know, everyone that's, you know, that's been in there this week feels really good about what our scheme is, what our plan is, and looks forward to Sunday and getting ready for the game.
John, how'd the elbow hold up? I know you guys are going to kind of keep an eye, a close eye on it this week.
Good. Yeah, no problems.
When that 14th game last year was your first start, did you feel prepared for that one and realize when things got going and
no, I think, you know, just talking about this week, getting into that, you know, I definitely feel I'm in a lot better place now. So if I thought I was prepared then, you know, I think I'm even more prepared now, obviously with the experience and those two starts and then, you know, through the off season, through last week and then just where I'm at today. So I definitely feel a lot better.
How about, can you talk about going up against
Yeah, I mean, you know, two guys who, you know, had careers like we did in college, you know, both Heisman Trophy winners. So I think it's cool. I think it makes, you know, obviously a little bit of excitement, but, you know, the bigger thing is, you know, I think you look at this game as far as last year, I'm sure they come in here with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder as well, going up 28-3 and then us storming back like that to win the game the way that we did. So, you know, I think just looking at the team matchup, I think it's a good one.
Johnny, how big is this game for you guys when you look at, I know you got to focus week to week, but big picture going 0-1, first game at home, how important is it to get going?
Sure, I don't think we put any more pressure on ourselves, but I think at the same time, you know, to get to 1-1 and get the first win of the season and really just get that first one, you know, behind you, I think that's really big and really key for us this week.
Looks like, you know, do you think you have Dwayne Bowe? We talked to him yesterday, he expects to play.
Dude, I think we'll have him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's practiced this week. He's looked good. You know, I think, you know, through this week, he's looked like he's a guy that's going to go out on the field and play. But obviously, we'll see once Sunday comes.
So, how much will he add to the offense? Since obviously he wasn't there last week.
No, I think he'll add a little bit. I mean, we obviously brought Dwayne here for a reason. There's, you know, he's a very talented guy and a guy that can go up and make some plays. So, you know, I'm looking forward to throwing the ball to him.
Do you look on this as like a huge opportunity to seize a job here?
No, I know right now. You know, for me, Josh is injured, so you know, I'm the next guy up. So, you know, my really role here is just go out and play well and try and lead us to a win. I'm not looking anything past this game, anything past the next week. It's really, you know, going to it this week, do my best, and then we'll, from there on, we'll see what happens. Sure. Yeah. I mean, obviously, those guys with their scheme, you know, over the years have presented a lot of problems for a lot of people. So, you know, the good thing for us is we played against the Steelers, you know, this coaching staff for the past couple of years. So, I mean, I think they're prepared to handle it and have us prepared. So, I think, you know, we'll be on top of it and ready to go once Sunday comes on.
John, isn't there something inside you that makes you want to shut up people like Merrill Hodge?
I think Merrill Hodge needs to worry about his big neckties more than anything. But talking about Merrill, I mean, he's been that way since, you know, I've decided to come out. So, come out into the draft, so I guess that's really part of it. But no extra motivation or extra, you know, bump from me or anything like that. It's just go out and play and, you know, quiet them with the way that we go out and win on Sunday. That's what we want to do.
John, are you waiting for someone to ask you that question?
No.
Is there a big mindset change for you when you're told all week, be prepared, and then suddenly you're told you're the guy?
Yeah, no, because for me this week, obviously getting all the reps, you know, being the guy in the meetings while Josh is handling all of his other business, you know, I was the guy that, you know, anybody had questions come and ask this week. Josh was kind of in and out a little bit, obviously dealing with his stuff. So, you know, everybody that came up to me, every meeting, every single thing was kind of revolved around me being the guy. So, you know, I think it would have been a little different if it was the other way around.
John,
Yeah, I think it's just making it simple. You know, we're looking forward to this week. Everything else outside of that, you know, I can't control what's going to happen if I went out and play well this week, things don't go the way we want, whatever the case may be. That's kind of just big what if right now with that question. So for me, keep it simple. Go out, try and get these guys rallied around me being the guy, being the leader for this week, and everything else will play itself out.
But your coach has changed.
Sure, absolutely.
Johnny, how big was last week getting ready for this week?
Yeah, it definitely helps. I mean, getting pretty much a full game last week, then having the week to prepare, week to practice, get into a little bit of a rhythm with these guys, I think it's huge.
Johnny, you think throwing the ball down the field will help you get into rhythm too?
Yeah, I think obviously trying to come out, get some completions, make sure we see the ball, catch the ball, and just work down the field. I think the big thing with us is, just as an offensive whole, from the scrimmages to the first game to preseason games, we really started pretty early and started pretty fast and moved the ball well. So we want to continue to do that, jump out early and try and do some positive things early in the game.
This week to try to secure the ball in the face of guys really trying to punch it.
Sure. I mean, Coach Pett is harping on that day after day, practice after practice. So if there's one person that's really, making that a key point of the week, it's definitely Coach Pett.
Thanks.